B-Pod Studios.
Mike Missanelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like the opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mike Missanelli Show. Start of a great day and a lot of sports to talk about today. And we broadcast, of course, from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Welcome to everybody listening on radio and watching on TV. Well, it was a big test game on Sunday. Everybody was glued to it, including me. There is nothing that brings out the passion than a big NBA game involving the Sixers with me. I guess I've finally given it up. It's basketball, basketball, basketball for me. I coach every possession. When I'm watching a game like that, it's a big game that I know they need to win. I'm coaching every possession. Now, the Sixers win the game yesterday. Makes a great statement. And I want to know from you what that game did for you. Because it opened up a lot of avenues for people to think that, hey, you know, they can get to the NBA Finals. They can get through Toronto. And they can get through Milwaukee. One game is a regular season game, but it did make a statement in that the Sixers figured out a way to play against a Milwaukee Bucks team that didn't get anything else but Giannis Antetokounmpo. So, when we look at the game, here's my problem when I watch a game like that. I'm striving for perfection. And I know in an NBA game you can't get perfection. You got NBA players that are going to go awry every now and then. They're not coached to the letter like college teams are, like college players. When a coach is on the sideline and he's coaching every dribble. It doesn't happen in the NBA. I get it. And I'm watching the game yesterday and I go, all right, the Sixers have enough gas to win this game. And I'm thinking that the game probably should have been easier to win. Now, I don't know if I'm out of line by saying that, but what happened in that game was Milwaukee missed three-point shots. They got three-point shots all game. They missed a lot of them. You can credit somewhat the Sixers' defense for getting out on them, but not all the time. They were straight missing three-point shots yesterday. So I know the Sixers got a little bit of a break there. The other thing that, and I'm going over all the negative things, because these are the things that frustrate me when I'm watching a game, and even if the Sixers win, I'm writing like a coach, a list of things that they can improve on. This first thing that I looked at was, I know a lot of people were agreeing with me on social media yesterday. Ben Simmons was, for whatever reason, not engaged in that game yesterday. Now, there are two ways you can look at that. One is, hey, Mike, don't complain. He played the conventional point guard role where he got other people involved. But see, they don't need exactly that from Ben. They need more from Ben. They need a little more Giannis in Ben. Giannis comes down the floor and attacks every single time. And it doesn't matter who's in his way. For the most part, Embiid, early on in the game, bothered him a little bit. And they switched off to Ben Simmons. But he's attacking either way. And Ben did not have that mentality yesterday of attacking the basket. I don't know why, but I started to think about the same things I was thinking about when he faced Boston. For some reason, certain teams do something to him where he doesn't have that bravado, where he gets to the basket, Euro steps, gets a clean look, or dunks. Didn't see that yesterday from him. The other thing is, I thought Joel got a little too happy on the farm with the three-pointers. Shouldn't take 13 threes. Now, I know he made some big ones, and I know if you don't have the mindset to take those, you're not going to make them, right? So he had the mindset to take him. He made a big one in the end. But there are too many threes. It's just too many. And too many misguided threes early in the shot clock. And hence there was my other frustration. The Sixers were the lead, a healthy lead, a 10-point lead. The only way Milwaukee could get back in the game, if the Sixers fritter away possessions. And they did so at times yesterday. They were careless on possessions. They were jacking threes with 18 seconds left on the shot clock for no reason. Get control of the game. But they win the game. And Jimmy Butler was Jimmy Butler early, engaged early, and certainly engaged late. And he and Joel Embiid won that game for the Sixers in the fourth quarter. So what is the message that you got yesterday from that Sixer game? One game, but maybe bigger than that in the bigger scope of things as we head to the playoffs, because they conquered a mountain. Now, they did it without a very important player from Milwaukee, and he's going to be out for a while, so that helps the Sixers considerably when Malcolm Brogdon's not playing for 6 weeks. Tyrone, you kind of same with me. You're coaching the game along. We were texting back and forth, coaching the game. Why isn't Ben being engaged? What's going on with Ben? Why isn't he engaged?
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. Although, when it got at the end of the game, though, I came out more positive than you did.
Okay, no.
Because I took it in its totality.
And I get it. And I'm wrong here. I'm wrong picking on things. But I'm picking at it like a coach.
Yeah.
Because I'm coaching every possession. And I'm getting frustrated because I'm going, this kid, they're up 10, they should be up 15. If they would do this, they'd be up 15.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I totally get it. And the Ben Simmons thing is a bit of a concern to me, but unlike last year when you're playing against Boston, you had Covington and Dario as you're playing, you know, other than Embiid, who was wearing the face mask.
Yep.
This year, you got Butler and Tobias. And JJ will have more room because of Butler and Tobias. They can't just overplay him the way they did last year. But I saw the same thing with Ben Simmons. Especially early, because if Embiid's guarding the Greek freak, that means the defensive load isn't on Ben Simmons, so he should be able to flourish on offense.
Right.
So I did see that.
And how many times he took 13 threes, he did, Joel, posture himself at the top a lot in that game, which would not prevent Ben Simmons from trying to get to the basket. But Ben did the tentative dribble to the wall and stop. And look left or right instead of looking straight at the basket and maybe trying to use his athletic ability to get to the basket or get a foul like Giannis does every single possession.
Yes.
That guy is death.
Yeah, and I did like, though, what the Sixers sort of did. They didn't double him the whole game. And they were like, somebody else is going to have to beat me.
Yep.
And I do think that's the flaw with the Bucks in a 7-game series. I don't know if those other players are good enough to actually beat a good team in a 7-game series.
No, you're right. They've got to be making their threes to win. And that's one thing we saw with the Bucks yesterday. They rely on the three ball from everybody.
Yeah.
And when they're not making, and nobody made three balls yesterday for them, you know, the Sixers had the advantage the whole game. They went wire to wire, basically, against that team.
Yes. Now, after Friday, where the starting five gets you 99 points, and then with yesterday, where the Embiid and Butler get you 32 in the fourth quarter, the positive for me is this team can now overwhelm some teams with talent. And that's a really good thing to see. If they get guys going, I don't care who they play, and that includes Toronto, who is a tough matchup for them. Probably the toughest matchup, now that I look at it. The Bucks are not as tough a series as Toronto would be. And I'm not even sure if Boston will be as tough a series as Toronto would be, just because the way they play in the half court. But this Sixers team now, now we see all five guys playing together. They're now 6-1 together. They can overwhelm teams with talent, and that has me excited.
Yeah.
That's
a big win, man. I'm telling you. At the end of that game, I felt tremendous relief that they had taken care of that team. They had really gone wire to wire with them. They were the better team in the other team's home court. All that stuff was really good. I thought Brett Brown called some really good timeouts to stop some momentum that the Bucks had.
Oh, did he coach that game?
I'm all good. He did coach the game.
Oh, he doesn't just coach the losses?
He's not going to get any credit for it. But I kept, you know, I look at the game like a coach. Like, things can always be better. And I'm looking at them squander some opportunities. I'm looking Ben squander, like his bravado in that game last night. But I'm all good. It was a W, and I just want to see how people feel about what that W did for you as a Sixer fan. I get engaged, man. When they play big teams like that, I'm in.
You were laser focused.
I am totally in, man. I'm tweeting stuff. I'm yelling at you. I'm doing this, texting the cuz. I'm doing the whole thing. I was totally into it.
Yeah, I want to ask you about, and B, take out the three-pointers for just 1 second.
Huh?
This was the first time since AI, since we saw a guy who could just really, I don't know the last time, I guess Moses, a guy who could affect the game so much on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
That was really, really encouraging to see on both ends what he was able to do and meter out his energy because he had 18 in the fourth, so he was able to somehow have enough energy in the fourth quarter. I was also really encouraged with that. Because he's only on his fourth game back, and people thought, oh, he's out of shape, blah, blah, blah. Fourth quarter, he was still able to had enough gas.
Yeah, he was. He was great. All right, one quick thing about that game. I know it went viral, and it seemed cute to everybody, but what in the hell's Mike Scott doing taking a drink of alcohol during a game? Seriously, dude? Like, you can't smell that's alcohol? It's Jack Daniels, for crying out loud. In the middle of a game, take a sip of Jack Daniels? Was that protocol on a bench? Are they going to squirt that from the Gatorade bottle next time? I'm thinking to myself, all right, maybe it was Coca-Cola. If I was Jack Daniels, what the hell are you even thinking about, dude? That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen done.
I thought it was Coca-Cola at first. First, I thought it was beer when they just showed. I was like, all right, one sip, half a sip.
I mean, you can then smell what's in the cup.
Right, dude, he said it was Jack Straight, no ice.
Come on, dude. Really? Everybody thought it was Coca-Cola. It was so cute. It goes viral. Stupidity. And he got taken out of the game after that.
Had to.
Man, it's going to go right to your legs. Take a sip of Jack, it's going to your legs. In a basketball game, it's certainly going on to your, like, when your blood's flowing around. Come on, man. All right, congratulations to the Flyers. Hanging in there. And Bryce Harper, back in action. Still has had a knock. He had a knock in a minor league game today, but still hasn't.
Two now.
Oh, yeah, two knocks
two
in
now
a minor,
in the
league,
minor
game?
League game. Yeah.
All right, well, that's maybe, you know, he needs that down in the minor leagues, facing minor league pitching, because he's been facing hellacious starters, and he's been really late. And what else? Oh, the NCAA tournament. The Temple University Owls getting a play-in game where they won't lose to Belmont. But it's interesting they got in, and Villanova disrespected. You Cat fans on the main line ought to be outraged that they get a higher seed than Marquette after winning the Big East tournament. And Miss Natalie is back from her 7-week vacation in Florida. Hello, Nat.
I was only gone for a week.
It seemed like a couple weeks. You were gone for a long time. We missed you.
Thank you. I've heard a lot that people, you know, were wondering where I was. But it's only a week. Most people only take weeks vacations.
I know. When we take time off to people, it seems like we've been out forever.
Yeah. It
because
was nice.
You're used to hearing us every day.
It was nice.
All right, here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. Active day of talk radio led by the Sixers. I'm going to remind you that starting tomorrow, we're going to play our Mike Missanelli Elitist Pool, which I do every year, where I get 33 teams in a plastic bag, and I give you a team to ride for the rest of the tournament. We'll do that tomorrow. The Elitist Pool meeting, only the first 8 seeds get in. And one ticket that says the field. It's the Mike Missanelli Show. We're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We're on NBC Sports Philly. We're back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Get to this. 221. Mike Missanelli Show, 2 o'clock hour, brought to us by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And for the first time in a week, Miss Natalie has control of the Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers, if you're looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. This one, Brett Brown related, after the big win yesterday. Are you ready to give Brett Brown credit? 71% say yes, good coaching. 29% say no, it was the players. Over 500 votes so far.
All right. And Brett getting a little love today. Nice. Now, I'm looking at the box score, and there should never be a game where T.J. McConnell gets more shots than Ben Simmons. Now, I'm sorry. I understand. Well, Ben did this, and you did this, and he was great, and he had three facials, and blah, blah. He had eight shots. He shot two free throws. He got to be more engaged. I'm sorry. I know they won the game, but he's got to be more engaged. He can't. T.J. McConnell cannot have more shots than Ben Simmons in a game. Can't.
No, I agree. Now, let's play devil's advocate real fast. I know you're about to go to the phones. Early, Joel had it going. Late, Joel had it going. And so did Butler. So in the fourth quarter, it wouldn't make sense for him to have many attempts because those two guys are cooking. So maybe the eight attempts, if you look at it, eight attempts in three quarters, maybe that's not so bad because in the fourth, he really couldn't take shots because those other two guys were cooking.
Need to get the ball to glass more.
Okay, I'm saying that.
You need to get the ball to the basket more if you're Ben Simmons. That is your strength. You are going away from your strength if you are not attacking.
Yeah,
and they won the game. Maybe they didn't need him to attack yesterday. But I want to see him attack more. He needs to get more than eight shots on the board.
All right.
All right. Kevin in Delaware. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Mike, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Kev?
Hey, there's a couple things I like about the game yesterday. There's a couple things I didn't like. But first of all, Embiid is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler is engaging these last two games.
Yep.
And I mean from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need from him. You know, so I'm very happy about that. But a couple things I didn't like was one thing when Brent plays Mike Scott at the five. I don't like that at all, you know.
Yeah, but that was okay against that team. Because the Milwaukee Bucks are a perimeter team. They're not going to kill you. Antetokounmpo is going to kill you down low or anywhere on the floor.
That's what he did.
He kills everybody. It's like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I just don't like seeing him at the five. Okay,
smaller lineup sometimes works defensively.
Yeah,
sometimes. They shot 53s Milwaukee yesterday. 53. So it wasn't like they were taking the ball. Antetokounmpo was the only guy getting the ball in the basket. Brook Lopez was shooting. 9 of his 11 shots were three-pointers.
Yeah. And Brent Brown, this is why I say bring him back, because he should I don't want to, you know, everybody's talking about firing him now. No. Let him coach the rest of these games and the playoffs, and let's see what happens.
Okay. Well, that's what's, you know, there's no good.
No, I mean, people talk about firing him now.
No, nobody's going to. I mean, that's silliness. You know they're not going to fire him now.
I know that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen now.
All right, Mike, thanks.
All right, bro, you got it. Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Drew?
What's going on, Mike? How you doing today, buddy?
Good.
Happy day after St. Patty's Day. Hopefully it was good to you.
Yeah, I didn't do anything for St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, me neither, man. I had Italian food for dinner.
I did nothing, man.
So, no, it's a much different game than last October when we played Milwaukee. I mean, back then our starters still had Covington, Sarge, and Fultz in there. So, you know, it's totally a different game when you see, you know, this new lineup and what we can do versus the Bucks. I thought Redick started off the game really strong. And then Butler really finished it off strong, too.
Butler started off strong, too. Butler really was engaged early. And then in the middle periods, he kind of stepped back a little bit and then came back at him in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And, Mike, can you do me a favor? Can you put me back on hold? I haven't heard yet about my Red Ball tickets yet.
Your Red Ball tickets?
Yeah, the tickets I won last week.
You win the Red Ball tickets?
Yeah, I won the general knowledge last week, and I didn't hear anything about it yet.
No. Wait, don't contact you, Drew. Don't worry about it.
They'll contact me?
Yeah, they'll contact you.
All right, man.
Hang in. Sure. Yeah. All right. Okay. What am I going to put you on hold for? All right. We don't do the marketing here. We're going to put you on hold. Tyrone going to give you the tickets?
Yeah, I don't. You'll get all the information.
Yeah, you'll get the information.
The event's not tomorrow.
Right.
Like, you'll get plenty of time to get all the information.
We got things to do here.
You probably could have put him back on hold if, you know, he wanted to sit on hold.
Yeah, all right. Well, you got a couple open lines now because Drew's not on hold. 610-632-0973. 97.5. Doc in Mizpah. Doc, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Doc?
That's Mizpah, Mike. There's no T in it.
So I said Mizpah.
Okay.
All right.
the thing that bothers me about the game yesterday is that, you know, Milwaukee's going to make more than 16 out of 50 threes.
Yes, they are. They did not have a good shooting night last night. So, yeah, you know, that, but, you know.
Were the Sixers defending the three so great?
No. They were just clean. They had a lot of clean misses. They got out there a number of times to defend, and they were single teaming guys, and they ran after the shooters out there. So maybe it spooked them a little bit. But the Sixers outscored them yesterday. They put 130 points on the board.
Yeah,
and you're right. Had Milwaukee made more threes, it might have been a different story. But they did not. And on the other end, they couldn't stop the Sixers.
Are we going to count on that?
Well, yeah, you count on that. The Sixers are a very good offensive team. They're like the fourth best offensive team in the league.
Oh, no.
The other team has to counter.
No, I mean, are we going to count on the other team, you know, shooting 16 for 50?
No, but you can count on the Sixers scoring a lot of points. You can count on that.
Yeah. I just think, you know, a couple shots, we lose that game. Yesterday.
Yeah, but they didn't lose it. Like, how do you look at it like a couple shots, they lose that game? Like, won the game. They gutted up in the fourth quarter, made the shots that counted, and beat that team. You can't say that Milwaukee lost that game.
You know how many times, you know, people call in with complaints after a win? You say,
They did win the game. Now, I agree with you that Milwaukee didn't shoot the three well, but the Sixers, they had an answer every time. When they had to score, they scored, put pressure on Milwaukee, thinking that Milwaukee now thinks they have to make three-pointers to get back in the game. So you got to give the Sixers credit for putting points on the board.
I'm all in, except I'll be surprised if the Sixers get past one round.
One round?
No, I mean, they'll win one round and they'll lose in the second.
You watched the game yesterday. You watched them beat the best team in the league on their home court. That didn't impress you.
Well, that was encouraging, but I just don't feel it.
What didn't you feel yesterday?
Well, they're probably win the first round, and they're gonna play. The three seed would then play
Toronto.
The second seed, right?
Toronto.
Second remaining seed.
Toronto.
Okay, Toronto. I'm not excited about them playing Toronto.
Listen, I don't know how you can watch that game yesterday, see the Sixers win in Milwaukee, and have the same miserable feeling about the Sixers. That was a major test event for the Sixers. They passed it. However you want to look at it. Well, Milwaukee missed a lot of three. Yeah, they did. But the Sixers also were able to score at will against that team when they needed to. You got to give them bonus points for that. Jake in Allentown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jake.
I love you guys. Love the show. Thanks for having me on.
What's up, Jake?
I got two things for you. One, big win yesterday with the Sixers, but Ben Simmons on the floor, his attitude is driving me crazy.
Nothing wrong with his attitude.
He's got to get engaged.
There's nothing wrong with his attitude, except sometimes he curdles up when a team shows a certain defense. And I don't get that part of it. I agree with you. He's got to be more assertive. I totally agree with you.
Hey, on that. Now, about a topic I wanted to bring up, is Eagles need a linebacker. Big release today, and Vontaze Burfict and Zach Brown is still out there. You see either of these guys wearing midnight green?
No.
Neither.
Nope.
So who do we see playing the middle?
I don't know. I think that they think they're going to be okay. They play mostly in nickel package, so they have a need for two linebackers. I think they think they're okay. But Vontaze Burfict, come on. He's a crazy man.
He is a crazy man, but I think the people of Philadelphia would love to see him play.
Yeah, you don't want a guy who gets fined all the time. Well, you know, they don't love that.
I don't want the fines, just the hit.
He hurts your team more than he helps it at this point. He's a clown. He's never matured.
And what's up with Zach Brown not finding a team? Wasn't he a Pro Bowler last year?
I don't know. I don't know. But I think the Eagles would think they're okay, linebacker.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
All right, brother. You got it. I'm stunned by that last call, man.
Which?
The Ms. Rob call.
Yeah. Now, if this is what kind of bothers me about us sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If they had lost that game, we'd be full of people burying the coach, burying whatever player didn't play well, etc. They go on the road and win a big game. Now people are able to go, oh, it's just one game. Yeah. Oh, they'll still lose, blah, blah, blah. But when they lose, it's not just one game. If it's a win, it's just one game. When they lose, the sky's falling. This person got to get cut. Fire the coach. I think we as a whole need to be better with handling a little bit of success. And now what happens if they come back and beat Boston? In 1 week you beat the Bucks, you beat Boston. Then is it just... We don't handle prosperity very well.
No, we don't. Now, he has a... It's not Ben Simmons' attitude, because you've seen plenty of times where he's got this amazing swag where he just wants to tear your lungs out, right? Yesterday, he was a little bit with the... He saw defense and he went, oh, no. He had a little bit of the oh, no yesterday. Now, that said, they still win the game with him only taking 8 shots. So that was a situation where other players picked up the slack. But to be safe, you want him attack, attack, attack. And he wasn't attacking.
You're right. And the good thing is the coach can use this film off a win and say, hey, we score 130. We could have scored 145 on this team if we get this, and this. And you got the victory anyway. I'm just surprised with the... With that call, especially why aren't we happy today?
Not happy. Listen, 5 fewer Embiid threes should have turned into 5 attack mode Ben Simmons to the baskets. Right?
Yeah.
That's not too much to ask there. Sacrifice 5 of those ill advised threes because 13 is way too many, and get Ben involved attacking the basket. Now, was he afraid of getting his shot blocked by Antetokounmpo? Possible. But he also could have drawn a foul on him.
Right, and he's been making his foul shots.
He has been making his foul shots, and Antetokounmpo gets in foul trouble. That's what I see there. Because Antetokounmpo's going to try to block it every shot that he takes.
Because it's personal with him, too. It looks like it's a little personal.
Exactly, it's personal. Especially after he dunked on him, and so he's a baby. Which you clearly saw.
Yeah, they beg God.
Then down the other end was an offensive rebound dunk, though. It wasn't attack dunk.
No, it was. He did get Robin Lopez early. Lopez got him on the baseline, 7-footer.
He had a facial early.
Early. He did get that.
But he didn't attack. He didn't get many attack facials.
No, you're right.
Which he usually gets.
You're right.
All right, let's go Dean in Mount Airy. Dean, you're on 97.5.
What's going on? I'm perplexed with how people are thinking that about this game.
Mm-hmm.
They played a great game, man. I mean, they had some errors, but to have a 7-footer cross Giannis over.
Mm-hmm. Well, I made some monster plays in that fourth quarter.
And then coming back down the court, Jimmy consecutively answering every call that they came back with.
Jimmy went when he went right at was Antetokounmpo guarding him there when he went right?
Yeah.
He went right at him. He was left and switched to right to lay it in. Beautiful play. Just get your knee in the defender.
I love that kind of style. I love that mentality. But see, the thing about it is they played defense at the right times that they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
They came back down the court. They didn't go lazy and go tip.
Well, it's a big victory for him, man. Big victory.
So, I'm not only am I confident, I'm glad to see that. I'm confident about this game in Boston as well. I'm taking this to another level. You know what I mean?
They're not going to play Boston, so don't worry about it. Oh, you're talking about Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Oh, the regular season game. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they can make another statement there. They're rolling with this team. When this team's on the floor and they get everybody on the floor, they're pretty good. Right? What, 6-1? Okay.
All
right. I like that.
I like that, too. And here's the other thing, Mike. See, because people always... I mean, we lost to Boston, but we didn't have the same... We got a different team playing against Boston in these games. We lost one game against them, but there's a way to beat Boston. The way that you beat them... is you make them do other things besides stop and pop.
at the line.
This is a different team Boston is playing now. It's a more complete team. So we'll see how it works out on Wednesday.
I'm excited.
All right, Dean. You got it, buddy. All right, now I'm looking at the box. This is why I'm coaching every possession. And I'm getting frustrated. Because they're up. Middleton makes a jumper. They're up 103-94. Next trip down. Within 12 seconds, Embiid misses a 28-footer. And I'm going, that's the control possession there. Don't need that. Don't need that shot. Middleton just coming off a jumper, get control of a possession. Within 12 seconds, he's wasting a three-point shot.
Now, what was that? That was the third?
5:59 left in the game.
In the game.
In the game. Middleton had just made a jump shot, made it 103-94. All right, they got him down to 9. Okay, relax. Get a possession out of this. They get down to 4. As soon as Embiid gets the ball at the top, he launches. Bad possession.
Yeah, that one's a bad possession.
It's a bad possession.
But I think he wants to play fast. Because he thinks if they play fast, that'll lead to all the offense that they got. They got 130 points
on
them.
But they lead the one offense. And then they lead to a 28-point three-pointer within 12 seconds.
But they got the 130. So that means, what was the score you just said?
103-94.
So they scored 27 points the last 5 minutes of the game playing fast. That's okay. Hard to argue with that.
I get it. But after he misses that, then Milwaukee gets another possession, makes it 103-96. See what I'm saying? There's where you lose ground when you do something stupid. That's what I would like to see them eliminate. I know that every possession can't be perfect. But that was an imperfect possession. I was screaming, no, 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 and he shoots it.
And what was the next possession after that?
The next possession was Middleton made another jumper.
No, the Sixers' next possession.
Sixers' next possession, Butler fouled.
And he got to the line.
No, Butler fouled Brooke Lopez.
No, I'm saying, what happened when the Sixers got the ball next?
The Sixers got the ball, Butler got fouled.
All right.
But this was after Middleton had made another jumper.
I mean, there must have been a turnover or something in there, because you got multiple Bucks possessions in a row.
Yeah, Brooke Lopez got the rebound after Joel missed the shot. Butler fouled. And then Bucks got the ball. I don't know. The next play we play is Chris Middleton makes 19-foot jump shot.
All right. I'm trying to remember the sequencing of how it went down. I hear you. 13 is too many. 8 would have been better. But it's just hard for me after the game he had when you put up 40 and 15 for me to go, man, you were the problem.
I got you. All right. And then he made up for it later because he made that step back jump shot, which was huge. Danny in Jersey, you wait. You're going to be our next caller. We'll take a quick break. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. It's the Mike Missanelli Show. It is 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. That's usually a interesting show when they select the NCAA tournament. And two teams from the area are in. Villanova with a precarious 6 seed playing a pretty good team to beat Gonzaga in their conference tournament. St. Mary's, the last pro produced by St. Mary's. Patty Mills.
Oh, was he the last one? It's been a while then. He's over 30 now. Yeah, all right.
Patty Mills. You like Villanova to win that game?
I do, but they got screwed. And I'm not like a Nova guy mm-hmm. like that. You know, I picked earlier this season, I picked Penn to beat them outright.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love them, but they win the conference. I know they struggled at the end of the season, but overall they had a really good year. dominated that league, win the conference tournament, and you end up a six, I think they got jobbed.
Well, I actually, in retrospect, think they got helped. Now, it was the wrong seed to have Marquette ahead of them. But if you look at their path, they play St. Mary's and then they had to play Purdue.
I don't love that Purdue team.
I don't either. So yeah, Nova can win two games.
Yeah.
Until they run into Tennessee. Conversely, Marquette's losing in the first round to Ja Morant and Murray State.
I agree with you. I agree with that.
The Cats gone down.
But I was thinking...
And then if they get past that, they could be Florida State. They got a tougher draw than Villanova does.
They do. You're right about that. But at the time, I thought this is on... Just when they were just putting it on the board, I was like, a six? That's too low.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately for Temple, they play a team that's pretty good in that playing game.
You never know, Mike.
I know. Belmont is in the same conference as Murray State and I think beat them earlier this year.
Yeah, a lot of people were surprised that Belmont got the at-large because of that league, but Belmont actually, they've had some success in the tournament.
I actually think they can beat Temple and beat Maryland. I think they can win two games.
They are favored against Temple.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You never know. Stranger things have happened.
You got to give us more than that. I'm just saying. You're playing Belmont. There has to be more than you never know. Have a little swag.
I do have swag.
Doesn't sound swaggy.
Well, I'm honestly happy that they're there.
So you're coming off that
contract. You're happy that they made a playing game?
Yes.
Really?
Well, it's something.
Vacation glide over there. Vacation glide.
That is.
That's what that is.
You don't even care about today, dude.
Vacation glide.
You're still sunning yourself.
What time was your flight this morning, Nat?
6:30.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you came in this morning. You milked one more day out of it.
I did.
You didn't even come back on a Sunday.
No, I didn't.
See? Tomorrow she'll be mad about this levity.
I want you to confess something, because you posted my ground ball taking with Larry Bella, and you posted one went through my legs where I got booed and the whole thing. Now, tell people that you didn't have the video on my five best.
I sent that one to you.
No, you didn't have that. You weren't shooting that when I went back out there to second base.
The second time you went to second.
Second time.
I have that video.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but you were throwing them to first. From second base.
Yeah. Well, I did that twice. You didn't shoot on the second time I did.
No, I did shoot on the second time. Yeah.
The second time was flawless.
Yeah.
You got the flawless ones?
Yes. I sent you the video.
I didn't see that.
Remember I said that was the wrong one?
Oh, I got to check it out.
I'll repost it right now.
No, you don't have to repost it.
I'll repost it.
No, I thought you missed it.
So, no.
Okay.
I thought
you were gabbing with somebody there on the sidelines when I was scooping.
No, because when you post them on Twitter and Instagram, you can only post minute clips, so I was taking clips of everything. But I did get that, so I'm going to repost it right now on my Twitter.
Nat and I are watching the game together, the Bryce Harper game.
Yeah.
I was pointing out the intricacies of a right-handed, left-handed pitcher throwing the first base.
Well, can I tell you, when I was at the game yesterday...
You were watching for that?
And I called it out.
Did you really?
Every time, yes, I did.
Really?
Yep.
Look at that.
And I was telling my mother what you told me. And she said, I said, he's going to throw to first here. And then my mom was like, how do you know? And I said, just watch. And then I told her, I said, Mike told me when we were at the game.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good too.
You guys doing that? I'm watching the game from the airport. That's my flight is delayed.
Oh, that's a shame, man.
Yeah, we saw Brian Dawkins that day.
Yeah, Brian Dawkins hanging B. Dawk down on the field.
None of them were at the airport.
Matt was on the field for some reason to hang with the Fanatic. I couldn't figure out.
I didn't even get to really see him.
No, because you did some video down on the field, but there was no Fanatic video.
No, because I was down there to get the Fanatic, but it was too late. It was too late. So I still don't have my Fanatic video soon. It's happening.
She was on the Fanatic. I was saying, let's get a beer, for pregame beer. No, I'd be on the field to get the Fanatic. Danny in Jersey. Danny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Danny.
What's going on, Mikey?
What's going on, Danny?
We have a little name discrepancy today. It's like the fifth time. It's not Danny, it's Manny.
Oh, it's Manny. I can't help it, man. It appears on my screen. I'm not picking up the phone. It's our screen or sometimes hears different things.
It wasn't his phone. It was probably my phone. No problem.
All
hey, Mike, I got one quick thing, though, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know what happened over the weekend. They caught the Gambino crime family that my boss got. They hit him in Long Island.
Oh, yeah, that was actually happened Thursday night.
It happened, It happened Wednesday, and then they caught the guy Saturday.
Yeah, they caught the guy. Yeah,
they got the guy. All right.
Yeah,
you know, I was all looking into the news.
Oh, here, right in front of his house. That's a violation, man.
That's disrespectful.
Get on a man's property.
No, but Mike, they said that he bumped into his car. You know, he rang the bell. Oh, I think I backed into your car. Yeah. Ah, bada bing! Like they got to make a movie out of this too, man.
I know that was a dirty trick.
Yeah,
crashing the car, letting him come out in his bathrobe. That's not right. And then running him over.
With a little sauce on his cheek. Yeah. Oh, my fault. Yeah, he ran him over.
Yep.
But then they say that he was dating his niece, and the guy didn't want him to date the niece. So it's like Jackie and Pearl trying to see.
Those Italians don't like it. Can't be messing with the females.
No, dice,
mob guys. That's a no go.
That is definitely a no go. Hey, Mike, I wanted to say, man, these guys got to take it easy on my boy Brett Brown, man. Hey, I'm glad they won because this was the perfect day for me to get my point across.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Brown been going through the ups and downs with the progress, right?
Yes.
He stayed steady. He never lost his cool. He's always been calm and collected with his bummy team. He was just going through the motion and everything. Mm-hmm. They got him a couple players. Now they started to do a little bit better, but everybody wants their results kind of instantly. Kind of like what happened to Zion. Mm-hmm. He got hurt. Zion Williamson and Duke got hurt. Everybody said, oh, they should be better. They got a great team. But they got to learn how to play together a little quick.
Yeah.
Now the Sixers, they got all their guys. They got Tobias. They got Jimmy. So everybody's getting together. And now they're starting to play together. And now you're going to start seeing success. Every night it could be a different guy. You want Ben Simmons to attack. Jimmy B to turn it up. This every night. Once they start getting playing together, they're going to say, man.
Listen, I hope you're right. And that's obviously the plan. I get it. I'm just commenting on what I thought Ben should have been a little more assertive in that game. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I get it. Different guys can win games different nights. But I saw a little bit of that Boston-itis in him. Sunday's game. A little bit.
You know what he had to do? If he took one or two jump shots, that would have loosened a lot of that up because he was getting overplayed. They were sagging way, way back. And he just took two of them. Even if he missed, human nature brings a guy up another step, and then boom. You get right by him, and he just never did it.
No, he didn't. He didn't take that quick first step towards the basket. Dellavedova is also from St. Mary's, but Patty Mills is the last guy to come out of St. Mary's. Patty Mills came out after Dellavedova, right?
No, Patty Mills is over 30.
How's Dellavedova? He's gotta be over 30.
I think he's younger than
Mills.
Yeah. Like
seriously?
Yeah. Patty Mills is a grizzled vet at this point.
Yeah. All right, let's go take a break. We'll come back. Tom will be next. We have one open line, 610-622-0975. Mike Masinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.